the president has decided to rescind their appointment, meaning that from the word go, when they were appointed, they were actually in effect not appointed at all. So their appointed is null and void ab initio. What it means that they were not commissioners at all. Now, in Malawi, under Section 75 of the Constitution, the minimum number of commissioners for electoral commission is the 6. In this case, there were only 6 of them, including the 2. By rescinding their appointment, it means that legally we are left with the only 4 commissioners who have been presiding, so to speak, over several activities of the Electoral Commission, including the fresh presidential elections in 2020, June 23. What it means is that that election is null and void as well, because their appointment is null and void. It means we didn't have the commission. So from that perspective, we believe that we don't have the president in Malawi at the moment.
Some legal analysts say your demand is far-fetched, since the president is within his constitutional powers to appoint or fire the commissioners. How do you react to that?
No. I think those kind of legal views or opinions are incorrect, or I've got a contrary view. Why is that? Under the constitution that I've just section that I've just cited from the constitution, the only way that the president can fire is if he receives a recommendation from the committee of the parliament in Malawi. We call it the Public Appointments Committee, and that committee can recommend firing of commissioners of the Electoral Commission on 2 grounds. One is incapacity or incompetence. In this case, we don't have an equivalent of a recommendation from the Public Appointments Committee of Parliament to the president. The president is acting on his own on the basis of what he is calling the declaration of the court in the 2019 presidential elections, in which the court said the whole commission which presided over the 2019 elections was incompetent. So the president is not within his powers in this case.
But does that mean that the DPP is planning to go to court to enforce this demand for his resignation for violating the law, so to speak?
Yes, exactly. I think that's what the DPP is planning, and we are working on the modalities and the processes so that we can enter the court as soon as possible.
But some people are also suggesting that since a court has ruled that the entire Malawi Electoral Commission was incompetent in organizing an election that was rerun, the results should not affect the decision of the president to rescind the appointment of the 2 commissioners. How do you respond to that as a legal brain yourself?
I don't understand the reasoning for that kind of opinion or view, because what happened was that these commissioners who were declared to be incompetent in the first place, the court never heard from them. They were declared incompetent on the motion, or on its own motion by the court. Nobody asked the court to declare these people incompetent, or indeed the court never bothered to invite them for them to justify their actions, or indeed to make representations about their competency. So I don't understand where this theory is coming from, where they are saying that therefore these people are incompetent and should not have presided over that election.
Mr. Mango, some political analysts that I spoke with are saying that it appears that the DPP want to use a legal maneuver or come through the back door after losing an election, and that Malawi should just reject or dismiss this as yet another attempt to cling onto power, so to speak. How do you respond to such criticism?
I think the idea that DPP is trying to cling to power or come back to power through the back door is a far-fetched notion or idea, because following the fresh presidential elections, which declared the current president, His Excellency President Chakwera, as president, the former president, Professor Arthur Peter Mutharika, graciously accepted the defeat, or accepted the result, and moved out of State House and never demanded clinging to that power. If he did, this country would have been fired on today. But he did. He vacated State House graciously, and is in retirement home. What has happened now is a pure constitutional crisis which has been created by the same government which is being presented to offer by President Chakwera. And we as TPP, I don't think it would be proper to ignore the constitutional implications of his decision to rescind the appointment of these two commissioners.